Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Welcome along, everybody. Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday, beaming into you from V8 Sleuth headquarters. A reminder too, before we get into this episode, you can enjoy a range of content, news, pods, videos, competitions right now online at the Repco Garage. The website address that you've got to go to is garage.repco.com.au. Now, action is underway in Perth at carco.com.au Raceway, as it's now known, Wanneroo for many of you who will know it by that name. Opening practice for supercars today. The session finish time for the 90-minute session is just before 6 p.m. in the eastern states, so just before 4 p.m. local time. Check the V8 Sleuth website this afternoon and this evening for all the news results, the latest from Conor O'Brien, who is on the ground for us, v8sleuth.com. Now, it's a double podcast day today. Repco Supercars Weekly here, but also released today is our latest V8 Sleuth podcast. A little bit of a delay this week because of the public holiday on Anzac Day. It's our Lost Races episode. If you haven't heard it, go and have a listen after you finish Repco Supercars Weekly. Will Dale and I are on the hunt for Australian motorsport history. You might be able to help as we run through the lost races of Australian motorsport. It is really interesting on what could be out there that we haven't been able to find. Focus on Perth is this weekend. Of course, the third round of the Repco Supercars Championship, three-race format in play. So it's races 7, 8, and 9 of 2023. There's some more changes, gang, to the Gen 3 cars for this weekend in a bid to avoid those issues from Albert Park, of course, well-publicised, those fires for James Courtney and Nick Percat. It's been mandated that they've got to use fire retardant paint now to coat the front wheel guard. So that's an interesting one. And they're also redirecting the ventilation to the rear of the car to get away from the vapor buildup in the engine bay that they felt was contributing to what happened in Melbourne at the Grand Prix. And Ford teams, of course, there's 11 Mustangs on the grid of 25. There's an engine mapping update for them this weekend with improved throttle response among the expected outcomes. So let's see how it all rolls out to that. Well done to all who have put in the time and effort and energy to get those tweaks and tunes for this weekend in time. You'll notice too, at the end of the races this weekend, whether you're trackside or watching on TV, the podium is completely different. And by that I mean the location. It's going to be on the roof of the pit building, so it'll be closer to the fans, and I think it's something a bit different. It's pretty cool, actually, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Keep your eyes peeled, too, for Macaulay Jones. He looks a little different this weekend. Well, not him, but his car. The Pizza Hut Camaro, car 96, it's normally white with a bit of splash of red and black, but it's gone gold this weekend. So if you're wondering, where's Macaulay? Some guy in a gold car's driving past. It's him. And the reason, which I wasn't sure about this, I had to go look it up, Pizza Hut's achieved 50 successive months of same-store sales growth in Australia. So hence, they thought they'd celebrate by changing the livery, which I reckon's not a bad idea. Well done to all at BJR and Pizza Hut. A couple other things. This weekend in Perth, Dunlop Series, Super 2, Super 3, back in play. Congrats too to Matt Charter. He is the fifth driver ever in the history of the series, which goes right back to 2000, to start in 50 rounds of that series. So well done to Matt, to his dad Armin, to the whole Charter family and team. They really are a family team. And wouldn't it be just if he could break through for his first Dunlop Series round win? He's been getting close in the last 12 or so months. Wouldn't it be amazing if he could do that on a milestone weekend? That would just be sensational. It's a good field again. Nearly 30 cars for Super 2 and Super 3. Looking forward to it too. Mark Winterbottom, this has been mentioned a bit during the week, but congrats to him. 600 championship races this weekend, just the third driver to achieve it. And when I see his car with number 600 on it and I see yellow and black, suddenly I have Cat John Bow throwbacks going on. It's not JB, it's not a Falcon, it's not a Cat car, but it does look like it from a distance. Of course, Frosty behind the wheel of the DeWalt Camaro, which is car 600, to celebrate that achievement this weekend. Also celebrating You, the fans, you, the listeners, you should celebrate this because this is good. The Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, the event this weekend, official program is out now. It's digital for this round and it's free. No dollars, no cents, none required. The link is in our show notes for this episode if you wanted to go and have a read online or download it. You can do either of those two things and enjoy it in your own time. Plenty of reading, driver profiles, 82 pages in all, history of Perth Supercars and Touring Car Championship, entry list, schedules, support category info, all the stuff that you'll need to watch this weekend, whether you're trackside or indeed you're watching on the couch. There are QR codes at the track this weekend that you can scan to take you straight to that program online. Now, the schedule, I'll just run through it quickly. Of course, today, a big single practice session. Tomorrow, it's three-leg qualifying with the elimination format in play, a 42-lap race in the afternoon at 3:45 local time. So that's, what, 5:45 in the eastern states. On Sunday, a little bit of a change to the format for qualifying, back to the two single qualifying sessions, and then two more 42-lap races. Of course, all the schedule info is in the program, and you can get it free online, as I mentioned. Show notes has the link to that for you there. If you're watching on TV this weekend, Fox Sports and KO, as per usual, highlights on 7, and SEN with its radio coverage on Sunday. James Moffat and I are calling all the action for the two races, and you can catch that, depending on where you are around the country, on SEN in Sydney, Queensland, New South Wales, but on the SEN app everywhere else. But it's usually easier if you just go to the app because you can listen to it no matter where you are or what you're doing. On this day, April the 28th, if we go back through the archive, it's on this day at Calder Park in Melbourne that Russell Ingall took his first Australian Touring Car Championship race and round win, driving the Castrol number 8 car for Larry Perkins, of course, the first year that Russell drove in the championship. First of many races and round wins for the Enforcer. He wasn't the Enforcer at that stage, and it wasn't V8 Supercars either. That was still a little way away from becoming the name of the category. But on this day, Ingall with the breakthrough at Calder. Nice segue too, from Castrol to Castrol. The Castrol Motorsport News podcast up and flying. Award-winning stuff. Numbers are flying. Downloads are flying. Listeners are tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for your support. This podcast has been zinging along so well. It's an award-winning pod, and it's no surprise when you tune in and have a listen. The best insight, the best analysis in the game from Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomaeus. Lots for the boys to cover off out of this weekend. The aftermath of Perth, there's Formula One, there's heaps going on in the world of motorsport. You can get it every week, every Tuesday, wherever you get your pods from. Now, V8 Sleuth podcast is back in its regular position of Wednesday next week, and my guest is one I am looking forward to having on. Two-time British Touring Car champion and long-time Bathurst 1000 visitor, John Clellan. The Scott is going to join me for a chat, and we have got so much to chat about. Looking forward to that one. That's next Wednesday on the V8 Sleuth podcast. In the meantime, that's it. We're done. Repco Supercars Weekly's in the books. Jump online, visit the Repco Garage now at garage.repco.com.au. Have a great weekend enjoying the supercars, whether you're trackside, watching on TV, or listening via SEN, and we'll chat again next week. Australian Muscle Car Magazine is one of the most respected voices in motoring media. There's been over 140 issues and thousands of stories published in the last 22 years, from the amazing muscle car machines of the past to the present and the stars that steered and built them. AMC has something for everyone. Delve into the heritage of homegrown high performance now at musclecarmag.com.au.